AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Who's really responsible for what happened Sunday in that Dallas suburb? Two men shot and wounded a security guard, but were shot dead before they could kill anyone, say police, at a Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest. This morning, the Islamic State group says it was behind the attack. But former FBI terrorism investigator Clint Watt says the Islamic State militants are taking responsibility for a failed attack. And even if it's true, that could hurt them.
If these engagements continue to be unsuccessful, it actually degrades the brand of ISIS. I think ISIS is making some of the very junior varsity mistakes that al-Qaeda made during their years in the Aliki do-it-yourself jihad phase.
Homeland Security says it's investigating the motives of the two gunmen. The Boston Marathon bomber's trial is underway again this morning. This is the penalty phase, during which the jury will decide whether he is executed. He showed emotion for the first time as his family members testified yesterday. Our Denise Lavoy was in the courtroom when Johar Tsarnaev's aunt cried as she tried to testify.
As she was leaving the witness stand, just sobbing so loudly that everyone in the courtroom could hear, Johar took a tissue and wiped his eyes. And that's the first bit of emotion we've seen from him. Normally, he just sits in the chair and looks straight ahead and doesn't even look over at the witnesses. As he was let out by U.S. Marshals for the lunch break, he actually blew a kiss to his family members who were in the courtroom.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch is visiting Baltimore today after riots there a week ago. She'll meet with the family of the black man whose death set off the riots. He died in police custody. She'll also meet with police officers whom she credits with protecting the public during the riots in Baltimore. This is AP Radio News. President Obama was on Letterman last night for a farewell appearance before Letterman retires later this month. The president pointed out that he's a short-timer, too.
I was thinking you and me, we could play some dominoes together. And
dominoes.
You know,
all right.
We can go to the local Starbucks.
The president indicated that, like Letterman, he is looking forward to life out of the spotlight. He said it does feel good not to have to be on the stump. A federal appeals court has ruled that investigators do not need a search warrant to get cell phone location records in criminal prosecutions. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals overturned a three-judge panel of the same court, ruling this morning that authorities properly got records for a Miami robbery suspect. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.